奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经的道理。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we come here to study the Bible.
感谢主的恩典，我们晚上可以聚在一起，来学习神的话语。
Thank the grace of God that we're able to be here to study His Word.
小弟现在奉主的圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经。
And so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
今天晚上要用诗篇第十九篇来谈一谈传扬神作为的三种见证。
And tonight we're going to use Psalms chapter 19 to learn of three different testimonies.
诗篇十九篇是很特殊的一篇大卫的诗。
And Psalms chapter 19 is a very unique psalm of David.
因为他把两个看起来似乎完全没有相关的主题放在一起。
Because it puts two topics that seem to have no relation to each other together.
第一个段落他提到诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的所断。
And so the first section talks about how the heavens declare the glory of God.
就是他用神荣耀的创造来说明他们见证神的存在。
And so this passage talks about how using the wonders of the creation, shows God's handiwork.
也就是说，大自然的神的所做的这一切他们用没有声音的见证来述说神他的能力以及他的荣耀。
And how even though the things that are created by God, they never speak or say anything.
但是神的荣耀就却是明明可见的。
But even though they don't speak, the glory of God is evident.
那第二个段落，他在谈到神的律法，就是神的话语。
And so the second section of Psalm chapter 19 talks about the law of God.
就是神的告诉人类的这一切，他的训词、诫命、命令都是非常完美的也在述说神的荣耀。
And it talks about how the statutes and the judgments of the Lord are all very wonderful.
我们如果举目望天，会懂得感谢神创造的，我们会赞叹神的伟大。
If we are able to be thankful, or understand the things of God, then we will understand that God is great.
我们会发现我们人类很渺小。
And we'll realize that mankind is very small.
那同样的，我们如果会懂得看神的话语。
And likewise, if we know how to look at the words of God,
我们会看到神的命令真的是完全的，会让我们人离开罪恶。
And we can see that the commandment of the Lord is complete, and it can lead men away from sin.
那我们今天如果愿意听从神的话语的人，一定会得到神的祝福。
And so today, if we are willing to listen to the word of God, then we will definitely be blessed by God.
那我们的生命会更丰盛。
And our lives will be more blessed.
我们最后用我们的生命也来述说神的荣耀。
And in the end, then our lives will be a testament to the glory of God.
所以我们从大卫他本身的体验里面来看看我们怎么样来观察神的创造。
And so we'll learn a little bit from the experiences of David to learn about the creations of God.
然后来看看他怎么样遵守神的话语得到神的祝福。
And then afterward to learn about how he listened to the commandments of God and gained the blessings of God.
那我们如果能够学习神的话语之后能够谨守遵行，我们一定也能够让我们的生命蒙神悦纳，做成美好的见证。
And so if we are able to listen to the commandments of God and act upon it, then our lives will definitely be blessed by God.
那我们也可以为主耶稣做见证。
And we can definitely bear testimony for Christ.
因为我们本身的生命就是在述说神怎么改造我们的生活。
Because our lives are show how God has changed our lives.
我们所以这第十九篇我们来看看三种的见证。
So there are three types of testimonies within Psalm chapter 19.
第一节到第六节这里在谈到大自然他们无声的见证。
And from verse 1 to 6, it talks about the how the creations of God have no voice.
他们在见证神他的作为。
And yet they testify the works of God.
那这个就是 我们常常可以举目望天的时候，我们可以得到的感受就是神很伟大。
And this is a feeling that we can get when we think about these things, that God is great indeed.
我们就会看到说神的作为其实就在我们的身边。
And we can see that God's creation is right by our side.
从天空的星星、太阳、月亮这些星体。
From the celestial bodies in the sky.
到我们地面上我们环境里面的这些花草树木。
To all the trees and things in our environment.
然后把它进到我们自己的我们的身体的结构，我们生命细胞里面的这些很奇妙的创造。
And if we think about the wondrous creations of all the cells and the things in our body,
我们就会发现说，神的作为真的是很奇妙。
Then we'll come to realize that the creations of God really are miraculous.
你看一开始的时候，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍穷扬他的手段。
And so if we just look at the first verse, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork.
第二节说，从这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。
And verse 2, day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge.
第三节说，无言无语，也无声音可听的。
In verse 3, that says that there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard.
第四节，他的亮带或作声音呢？通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。
Verse 4, their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world.
然后神在其间为太阳安设帐幕，太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢然奔入。
And verse 5, he is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber.
第六节，他从天这边出来，绕到天那边，没有衣物被隐藏不得他的热气。
And verse 6, its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat.
这就是神给人普遍性的爱。
And this is the love that God has given to people.
也就是说，我们每一个人都可以享受到神的这个创造。
And that is to say that all of us can experience the creations of God.
因为当我们晚间的时候，抬头去望天上的这些星星。
So at night, if we raise our head and we look to the stars,
我们就会发现，你看这个宇宙有多广阔，远超过我们可以想象的。
And we can think about how the universe is so wide and it's beyond our understanding.
我们现在越来越发现宇宙真的我们还没有办法看到它的边境在哪里。
And so we, in science, we know that we aren't able to see the edges of the universe.
那这个就是神他的能力的彰显。
And this is this shows the powers of God.
圣经一开始说，起初神创造天地。
And in the beginning of the Bible, it says that God created the heavens and the earth.
但是圣经又说，神是他是自隐的神，他把自己隐藏起来的。
But the Bible also says that God is a self-existing God.
就是他是隐藏他自己，把他 hide.
God hides himself.
所以神用他的作为来彰显出他存在的事实。
So God uses his creations to reveal himself.
所以今天如果我们想要了解神的伟大，其实我们要观察神他的创造。
So today if we want to understand the powers of God, we need to look to his creations.
那神的这些创造其实就留下他爱世人的痕迹了。他的作为就是在说明他存在，然后他是怎么样为我们人类准备这一切的。
And all his creations will show what type of person he is and what he's prepared for us.
所以你看罗马书第一章，他就告诉我们说，我们要去想想神他存在就在我们身边。
So if we turn to Romans chapter 1, then we can understand that God, he is by our side.
第一章的十九节。
Chapter 1, verse 19.
罗马书一章十九节，神的事情人所能知道的，也显明在人的心里，因为神已经给他们显明了。
19, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them.
第二十节说，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Verse 20, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
所以这就是你看我们 不能看到这个灵的神，但是我们可以从他的创造里面去 体会他存在的事实。
So we can't see the spirit of God, but we can see his existence through the things that he creates.
所以今天我们圣经告诉我们，就是要常常去观察我们身边的这些环境，我们从花草树木里面其实都可以看到，如果没有神创造，这生命怎么会存在呢？
So the Bible teaches us that we need to pay attention to the things that are by our side. For example, how could the trees and the flowers exist without God?
我们其实没有人有办法去证明神没有存在的事实。
And in actuality, nobody can prove that God does not exist.
所以诸天述说神的荣耀，这个就是一种无声的见证。
But by looking at the glory of the trees and the things in our environment, that is a testimony that God exists.
今天人如果有一些什么样比较特殊的作为，就要敲锣打鼓拼命去广告让众人都知道。
So today, if a man does something amazing or spectacular, then they'll try to tell everybody about it.
所以就会许多的新闻报道，然后就一直传说这个人做了什么伟大的事情。
And so there'll be a lot of news articles, and people will be saying, "Oh, this so and so did something amazing."
但是你反观神他的创造，他不是用这个方式表达。
But if we think about the way that God is, He doesn't use this method to show His power.
神的伟大，你看他用他这个他所创造的这个规律让这些星体能够这么有秩序的运转，按照他的时间，按照他所定的规矩在出现在造就我们的生活环境。
For example, God uses the perfect order of the way that the planets rotate to prove that He exists.
所以你看，其实我们从人不管哪一种民族，他们都会拜神的这个特质，已经在说明神存在的事实了。
And another way that we know that God exists is that all types of races have this natural instinct to worship a God.
所以自然的伟大这个神的作为其实用没有声音的方式进入到人的心里面去的。
And so this power of God without a voice, it's still able to enter into the hearts of men and touch them.
这就是为什么你看每一个民族他们都有拜神的这个特质。
And that's why all types of races all across the world have this need to worship a God.
那这个就是透过神的作为创造，这个普遍性的启示人神存在的这个不可否认的事实。
And this is through the creations of God that man feels this way.
我们如果看一下《使徒行传》第十七章啊。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传第十七章。
Acts chapter 17.
因为保罗他介绍这位神。
And here Paul is introducing people to God.
你看他第二十五节他说。
In verse 25 he says,
这位神不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物都赐给万人。
Nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things.
26节，他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们年限和所住的疆界。
26, and he has made from one blood every nation of man to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings.
27节说，要教他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得，即使他离我们个人不远。
27, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each of us.
28节，我们的生活动作存留都在乎他，就如你们自己诗人作诗的也说，我们也是他所生的。
And 28, for in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring.
这个就是神他是给我们生命，他也为我们准备这个美丽的环境让我们来颂赞他的伟大。
And so God has prepared, has given us life and prepared for us and allowed us to have an environment that we can understand His power.
他离我们个人不远，就在我们身边。
And He's not far from all of us. He's just right by our side.
给我们生命，他还让我们生命可以继续存留，提供我们生命所需用的一切。
He gives us life, and He gives us the ability to continue living our lives with the things that we need.
所以你看，我们今天到各地方去旅游，我们会看到神奇妙的创造。
And so if we go to different places for vacation, then we'll see all the different wondrous creations of God.
如果我们看到这个太阳落下会有黄昏这件事情。
When we see the sunset, we see a...
这个看到黄昏你就看到一天要结束了。
When you see the sunset, then you know that the day is about to end.
你就看到这些鸟，他们就回到他们的自己的窝去了。
And you see the birds returning to their nests.
哦，那这个时候，我们如果观察这个现象，那我们想，那人生结束的时候，我们要去哪里？
And so, if we think about this in terms of man, then what will happen at the end of our lives, and where do we go?
也就是说，我们其实借着观察宇宙的这些规律，我们会思想人生的问题的。
And so, if we think about the rules that govern the creations of God, then we can apply this to our own lives and see and think about what happens to us.
你看，我们通常都知道，有时候我们不需要看到一个人事实上的存在在我们的眼前，我们看到他所走过的痕迹，就知道他曾经来过，他曾经出现过在这里。我们看到一个人，我们要不要证明说一个人存在不需要？说他真的要在我们的眼前出现。
And to know that somebody exists, we don't have to actually see this person before our eyes.
也就是说，可能在我们不知道的时候，他曾经出现在我们当中。
And they might appear in our midst when we don't know.
但是我们怎么确定？因为我们看到他所走过的痕迹，他留下的脚印。
But how can we know that he exists and this is by looking at the footprint that he makes.
哦，我们每个人走过一个路线，都会留下一些什么东西的。
And every person who lives life will leave behind certain things.
哦，所以其实每一天，我们你看，我们生命开始的时候，我们就看到神他走过我们的身边。
And so, every day when life starts, then we can see that God is walking by our side.
太阳出来的时候，这个就是神在我们身边跟我们同在的事实。
When the sun rises, we can see the truth of how God is by our side.
你看，我们会有经历这些不同的天气啊，让地生五谷，来让我们得到饱足。这个就是神爱的体现。
And all the different changes in the weather that protect us. This is also another evidence of God in our lives.
神存在的事实哈，我们如果看《使徒行传》的第十四章啊。
So if we turn to Acts chapter 14.
《使徒行传》十四章的十七节
，Acts chapter 14 verse 17。
然而为自己未尝不显出证据来，就如常施恩惠，从天降雨，赏赐丰年，叫你们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
17. Nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness in that he did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness.
哦，所以你看，神显出的证据，就是在这个宇宙奇妙的创造里。我们要去体会。
And so we need to be able to experience God's manifestation through the different seasons.
所以诗篇十九篇一开头的时候，在讲说这个穹苍讲神的伟大哈，他没有不用声音。
And that's why in the beginning of Psalm chapter 19, we know that David says that there is no sound, but we know that God exists.
哦，那第十九篇的第四节特别说他的亮带或者他的声音哈，通遍天下，他的原理传到地极。
And Psalm chapter 19 verse 4 says that their line has gone out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world.
这个 line 这个亮带其实在另外的翻译本把它当作声音。
And so in other translations of the Bible, the word line here is replaced with voice.
这句话保罗在罗马书第十章特别应用了。
And in Romans chapter 10, it also Paul also explicitly uses this terminology.
我们如果看罗马书第十章，
if we turn to Romans chapter 10,
保罗用这句用这个宇宙奇妙的这个创造，他们是来传神的作为这件事情，来说明传福音到底多重要。
And so, in Romans chapter 10, Paul uses the same terminology to
来传福音
to preach the gospel.
也就是说，要像宇宙他们这么有规律的在诉说，用没有声音的这个方式在诉说神的作为。今天我们需要把神的这个福音也是一样，把它通行天下才行。
And so just like how the creations testify God without a voice, we need to our lives need to be the same way, and we need to testify God through our lives.
罗马书十章的第十八节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 18.
但我说人没有听见吗？诚然听见了。他们的声音传遍天下，他们的言语传到地极。
Chapter 10 verse 18. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed, their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the end of the world.
你看他这个地方在讲这个传福音报喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。传福音的人，他们的脚是很美的。
And so, here this verse talks about how those who spread the gospel, their footsteps are beautiful.
啊，所以神的福音其实也是一样啊，借着许多人呢，把它传遍天下了。
And so, using many different people, God spreads His word all across the world.
啊，所以今天这个啊，保罗他用的这句话，四篇十九篇的这句话，其实。它很重要，就是要提醒人们，我们要效法自然，怎么述说神的伟大。我们要把这个神的福音，主耶稣的福音，传遍天下。
And so, that's why Paul in this verse uses the verse from Psalms chapter 19 to show that we need to be like the creations of God who testify Him without a voice.
那第十九篇里面有关于这个没有声音的见证啊，保罗他用太阳出来的时候。让所有的万物都得到热气这件事实来说明、啊、做见证神的话语、啊、基本上会表现出的功用。
And as an example of a testimony that has no voice, God uses the example of the sun rising, which provides heat for people.
你看这个太阳如果出来的时候，你没有一个东西隐藏，不会得到它的热气。
And there's when the sun rises, there's not a thingthat doesn't receive the warmth of the sun.
你看太阳出来的时候，他说像新郎出洞房，就是充满活力，就是蛮有光彩的。
And so it likens the rising of the sun to a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, so with lots of vigor.
哦，所以你看有太阳，我们的生活，我们对这个前途感觉上就不一样，就觉得很光明。
And so, once the sun rises, then we feel different in our lives, and we feel more energized.
哦，所以今天我们如果啊感受到神的这个创造，对神啊他的爱有感动，我们一定会能够散发出这样的一个啊从我们的生命力散发出的见证来。
And so, if we are moved by God, then we'll be just like the example here of the sun, and we will also testify God's power.
看回来诗篇十九篇，从第七节开始，这个是第二种见证。
And so the second type of testimony in Psalm chapter 19 starts in verse 7.
第七节说：“神的律法全备，能苏醒人心；神的律法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。”
Verse 7: The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
第八节：“神的训词正直，能快活人心；神的命令清洁，能使明亮人的眼目。”
Verse 8: The statutes of the Lord are right.Rejoicing the heart, the commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
第九节，神的道理洁净，存到永远；神的典章真实，全然公义。
Verse 9, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
现在呢，这里他重点把它放在神的话语，就是神给人的命令这件事情。
And here the importance is placed upon the word of God.
那这个神的话基本上是神给人特殊的启示的。
And so here the word of God is the explicit commandments that God has given his people.
所以这个神的启示是给他的仆人，所以神的仆人就留下神的话语了。
And so the statutes of God are given to his people.
神的启示就是 revelation.
God's revelation is revealed to his people.
特别是给神的仆人。
More specifically to his to his servants.
那所以你看神所用的人，他就把这个神的灵感动，就写下了神要人知道的话。
And so for those people that God uses in his work, we can see the words of God through them.
那这一段从第七节到第九节啊，用六个名词哈、啊、来描述啊神的话语。
And so this section from verse 7 to 9 uses six different types of words to describe the law of God.
那这个其实也概括了神他给人的话啊，他所要啊规范的一个范围。 这个就是神的话语，他所能够 cover 的这些部分
he uses these words so that it can cover all the different ways that God's
要人知道的
all different ways to describe the word of God.
神的律法本身哈，它其实就是神给人的条例规矩。
And so the first one is the law, and the law is things that give people rules.
那这些规矩就是要来约束我们人的原以行为、心思意念。
And these rules they
这些规矩啊、规条哈、yeah. 就是要规范我们的原以。我们的思想，我们的行为。
And these rules are there to govern the way that we think and the things that we do.
哦，所以律法本身就是画那个界限，让我们知道什么可行，什么不可行。
And so so law is there to draw a line to show us the things that we can do and the things that we can't.
所以律法他说能够苏醒人的心呢。
And so here it says that the law is able to convert the soul.
会让我们人知道那个该走的范围了。
And it lets us know the paths that we are able to go.
那这个第二个，他说神的法度，这个法度英文是把它翻成见证。
And so in the second word here is testimony.
哦，这个法度其实见证的意思啊，就是见证神的他的本性。
And so here the testimony is describing how it testifies the nature of God.
对，就是 attribute. 这个就是 attribute. 这个神的见证，就是要让我们明白说，哎，这个神他的性质是什么。
And so the testimony here lets us understand his God's attributes.
神的本性是借着他告诉人应该遵循的这个规矩而表现出来。
And his attributes help us understand his law and the things that we should do.
好，所以你看我们看神的话就知道，哎，神要我们人保持圣洁，所以他就给我们划线，就让我们不会去犯罪。
And so, because of God's law,
他的本性，神的本性就是圣洁。
Because God, one of God's attributes is purity. So in one of his laws is that he lets us know the line that we shouldn't cross.
哦，这个就是所谓见证法度本身就是要见证神的本性。
And so the law is a testimony to the attributes of God.
那第三个，他是说神的训词正直能快活人的心。
And so the third one is the statutes of the Lord, which rejoice the heart.
那这个训词本身就是我们。他神他的这个 statue 就是要来让我们知道人生的本分，我们人的本分应该做的是什么。
And so the statutes help us understand the things that all men should do.
我们人应该做的，我们的 responsibility 当做神创造人本身，我们应该做什么。
And so helps us understand the responsibilities of every man.
好，所以你看。圣经里面传道书就告诉我们说，人的本分就是要敬畏神，远离恶事。
And so that's why in Proverbs it tells us that we need to fear the Lord.
传道书在传道书
Ecclesiastes
第十二章的最后那一句话。
In Ecclesiastes the last paragraph.
哦，是第十二章的第十三节哈。
Verse 12:13。
这些事都听见了，总意就是要敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。
And so verse 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all.
十四节，因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事情，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
14, for God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil.
哦，所以这个人的本分就是要敬畏神，就是要守他的诫命。
And so man's attribute is man's responsibility is to fear God and keep His commandments.
啊，那我们这样去做，我们如果他说神的这些，他这个训词是正直，能够快活我们的心。我们今天如果记得本分呢，我们人心里面就得喜乐，得满足。
And so if we follow the statutes of the Lord, then we will feel rejoiced in our hearts.
那第八节哈，看回来诗篇十九篇的第八节，这里说神的命令清洁，能够明亮人的眼目。
And so if you look back to Psalms chapter 19, verse 8, the second half says that the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
那神的命令基本上就是守着神的他的诫命。
And so the commandment of the Lord is...
Commandment. 其实就是神的旨意。
The commandment of the Lord is His will.
那神的旨意呢, 我们人只能够顺服, 人不能够自己选择说, 我要不要遵守。
And so man can only follow God's will. We can't choose the things that we want to do.
所以神的旨意, 如果顺服的人就得福气, 我们不能够自由选择说, 我要不要听你的旨意。
And so if we follow God's will, then we'll be blessed. We can't do the things that we ourselves wish to do.
所以这个命令, 会明亮人的眼目, 就是让我们得到智慧, 也是一样的。
And so that's why the commandment of the Lord, which is pure, helps us gain knowledge.
第九节说, 神的道理洁净, 存到永远。
Verse 9 says that the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever.
你看他英文就写说, 是敬畏神, 这个, 所以这个神的道理本身就是敬畏的意思。
And so,
这里提到的是敬畏神。
And here the important part is the fear of the Lord.
所以神的道理, 神所告诉人的这个话, 哈, 本身就是要让我们敬畏神。
And so, the word of God is one of the main things that we need to know is that we need to fear the Lord.
那敬畏神的人就远离恶事, 就得到洁净。
And so if we fear the Lord, then we will shy away from sin.
那是, 你看今天神是公义的, 是圣洁的神。
Because God is a pure and just God.
那最后这个典章就是神的判断。
And so the last part, the judgments of the Lord.
那所以今天判断就像刚才传道书所读的, 我们不管做善或恶, 到最后神都要判断。
And so just like we just read in Ecclesiastes, whatever we do at the end, God will judge us.
所以我们 本身呢, 要敬畏神, 要了解神, 最后会审, 审断一切事。
And so if we fear the Lord, then we need to understand His judgments.
那所以这三节圣经在讲出神他的话语, 他的特质。
And so these three verses help us understand the word of God and the ways that we can understand it with these words.
神的话语本身, 他这个, 他这个启示是要让我们, 更进一步的, 不但认识他, 而且要愿意来顺服他, 来, 爱他。
And the law is for us to grow closer to God and also love Him.
今天我们很多人都可以观察, 宇宙万物这些神奇妙的创造, 然后会认识说有神存在。
And so many of us today, we can examine our environment and understand that God is exists.
但是如果今天没有神的话语, 我们人就不知道要怎么亲近神。
But if there wasn't the word of God, then man wouldn't understand how to draw closer to God.
圣经里面, 他 不会去告诉我们说怎么去证明有神。
And the Bible wouldn't teach us how to prove that there is God.
他一开头的时候就说有神, 神创造一切。
And but in the beginning of the Bible already says that there is a God and God created all things.
所以从圣经看, 如果说没有神的, 圣经就说, 这个就是愚昧人。 愚昧就是foolish，就是愚笨的。
And so if this were not the case, then all the things in the Bible would be foolish.
所以今天我们要记着神的话语, 不但会认识神的存在, 而且会知道神的心意在哪里。
And so if we want to understand God's word, then we need to know that God exists and
所以读的知道神的心意, 知道神要我们能做什么。
And to understand what God wants us to do.
所以今天你看神的话语, 本身就是来见证神他要人所做的是什么。
And so that's why God's word is a testimony for man to understand what the things we need to do are.
今天我们人, 有时候讲话会, 会述说一些, 各种事物嘛, 我们谈话的时候很多内容, 很多事情, 我们在谈很多事情。
Nowadays when we're talking, there will be lots of different topics and we'll speak about many different things.
但是我们所谈的东西啊, 你如果看, 保罗他提醒我们的,
But if we think about the things that we're talking about,
腓立比书第四章,
we need to remember what Paul reminds us in Philippians.
第四章第八节,
in chapter 4, verse 8.
腓立比书四章八节,
Philippians chapter 4, verse 8.
弟兄们,我还要未尽的话,凡是真实的,可敬的,公义的,清洁的,可爱的,有美名的, 若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要试炼。
Verse 8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
你如果把这些，他这里所描述的这些，都是一些好的，正面的东西，你把它联系到诗篇十九篇的第七节到第九节，你就看到神话语的功用了。
And so if we connect all the things here that describe all these good things and connect them to Psalms chapter 19, verse 7.
公义的，你看清洁的，可爱的，这些完美的都是在神的话语里面。
Then we can see that all the things that are noble, all the things that are pure, all the things that are just, all of these things are statutes of God.
所以我们今天其实谈论的，我们要思念的，就是要跟神的话有关系。
And so that's why all the things that we're studying today, all of these are related to the words of God.
跟我们怎么样把这个神的话行出来有关的。
And it also has it tells us how we can act out the words of God.
那我们就互相的鼓励。
And so we need to also to encourage each other.
所以神的话语本身就是要让我们呢接下去能够免除罪孽，让我们不但灵性饱足，而且会接下去我们会生活越来越圣洁。
And so, all these things help us as we go about our lives to become more pure.
我们现在看回来诗篇十九篇。
So let's look back to Psalms chapter 19.
第十节
，verse 10.
神的话语，你看这些神的话语的见证。第十节说，比金子可羡慕，比极多的金金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，比蜂王下地的蜜甘甜。
And so all of the words of God, they are much more desired, are they than gold, much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb.
这个就让我们看到神他的这些话，他的见证本身，实际上是要让我们得到满足、喜乐。
And so we need to understand that the words of God and the testimonies of God are for us to be satisfied and to be joyful.
这是为什么今天我们如果读圣经，我们真的用心读，我们灵性会得到满足。
And that's why if we read the Bible today and we actually study it, then we will feel filled.
我们会觉得说，我们读神的话语呢，我们属灵的生命就能够成长。
And we'll feel that when we read the words of God, that our spiritual life can grow.
所以我们每一天的读经呢，我们弟兄姐妹一定要跟着。
And so that's why, brothers and sisters, we need to all follow along with the daily Bible reading.
这是最起码的，我们每一天一定要有神的话语来滋润我们的属灵生命。
And this is the minimum that we can do to cultivate our spiritual life.
那我们如果有这个神的话语，领受这个见证之后呢？
And so once after we've received the testimony of God's word,
那接下去我们的生命就会产生另外一个形态的见证。
And then, as we move along, then our lives will show a different testimony.
从第十一节到第十四节
，from verse 11 to 14,
我们就看到第三种见证，就是我们个人生命所彰显出来的。
And we see the third type of testimony, which is the testimony from each and every one of us through our lives.
十一节说，况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守着这些的，便有大赏。
11. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward.
你看，今天我们领受神的话语之后呢，我们不但灵性饱足，接下去我们一定会离开罪恶，我们会受到警戒。
So not only so after receiving the word of God, we will further ourselves from sin.
哦，这个就是圣经会提醒我们的生活，让我们自己更谨慎。
And this is something that the Bible will remind us of.
那我们受警戒，我们还去遵守的哈，遵守神的话语的，就得到祝福了。
And so, furthermore, if we keep the commandments of God, then we will receive blessings.
我们今天整个信仰生活，其实在就是我们行道理行出来的时候，神给我们就有一个启示，就是神的生命，神的这个道理是有生命、有活泼的。
And so when we act out the words of God, then we also bear testimony because we see that God's word truly has life, and God's word has life.
所以你看我们今天学习神的话语，读圣经不是只是让知识增加而已。
And so today here, when we're studying the Bible and learning the words of God, we're not only trying to expand our knowledge.
其实是要让我们的生活越来越圣洁，越来越减除罪恶，没有罪恶。
But what we're also doing is trying to make our lives more pure and to be further away from sin.
我们今天如果生活当中越来越圣洁完全，我们就是结出果子来。
So if and today, if our lives are more complete, then we will bear more fruit.
你看第十二节开始。
And if we look at starting at verse 12,
这里大卫他提到这些罪的问题。
David talks about the problem with sin.
第十二节说，谁能知道自己的错失？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。
Verse 12, who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults.
第十三节说，求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪，不容这罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。
Verse 13, keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins, let them not have dominion over me.
今天我们读神的话语受到警戒的时候，其实就是让我们免除犯罪。
So today when we read the words of God, it's to help us to be further away from sin.
那这里的罪，大卫提到这里有他第十三节这里有所谓的大罪。
And so here in verse 13, David mentions presumptuous sins.
就是这些不是 great transgression.
Great transgressions.
这是很大的过犯。
And these are really terrible transgressions.
那是什么意思？
But what does it mean?
其实第十三节那里说任意妄为，你自己想做什么就做什么。
And what these great transgressions are in verse 13 is the actions of things that we want to do and that we end up doing.
我们觉得我有自由想要做这个事，我不管，我就去做了。
And we feel that we have freedom and the ability to do anything, and so we just do it.
那第十三节接下去有这个罪会辖制我们，有些罪我们就好像一个习惯，我们就被控制的，没有自由了。
And so that's why verse 13 also tells us that some sins will have dominion over us and they'll control us.
所以这些所谓的这个大的罪过犯，其实会让我们失去自由。
And so that's why these great transgressions, we will lose our freedom and they'll take control of us.
我们今天每个人都有习惯了。
And so today every one of us has
我们很自然去做的，就是这个就是我们变成一种
we have a lot of habits and
对 habit 对
and many of us do things in routine.
就好像我们在上班的时候，我们在公司一定有一些公司在处理事情的一些步骤。
For example, when we're working and if we're in the office and our company has some standards and ways that they do things.
有时候这些习惯很自然的，我们就会带到神的家里面去的。
And quite often we will unconsciously bring these habits into the house of God.
所以这个习惯有时候很自然。
And so sometimes these habits are very natural.
但是如果今天我们没有常常读圣经，去想想神他到底要做什么的时候
，But if today we don't read the Bible very often and we don't think about what God really wants us to do,
我们有时候真的就会像这里所说的任意妄为，觉得说应该这样做才对，但其实神的道理不是这样子。
Then sometimes we'll end up feeling that we should act a certain way, even though the Bible says otherwise.
所以其实神他告诉我们这些话语，目的是要让我们完全。
And so that's why the purpose of God telling us all these things here is for us to be complete.
神要我们完全，因为他本身就是完全的神。
God wants us to be complete because He Himself is a complete God.
那《生命记》第十八章。
If we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 18，
《生命记》十八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 18。
那个神，他特别提醒，透过摩西提醒百姓。
And so here Moses is specifically reminding the Israelites.
第十三节，十八章十三节。
18 verse 13.
他说：“你要在主你的神面前做完全人。”
You shall be blameless before the Lord your God.
那这里这个做完全人，他其实在提到的上文是在讲这个拜神的事情，这是个习惯问题的。
And so actually the verse, this is referencing the verse before it, which is about worshiping God.
因为这个外邦人，他们当时有迦南人，他们有许多崇拜偶像的这个生活习惯。
Because the Canaanites in this time had a lot of habits of worshiping God.
有些事情是神认为可憎恶的事。
And some of these things are things that God despises.
那现在百姓他们要跟这个当地人有所分别。事实上要把他们除灭，不可以效法他们的行为。
And so actually, Moses is saying that the Israelites need to be apart from the way that these Canaanites behave.
所以他说特别提到说要有这个目标，就是要在神面前做完全人。
And so that's why verse 13 is a type of goal that they should be blameless before the Lord.
那主耶稣也告诉我们说，我们要像天父完全一样，要那么有爱心。
And Jesus also tells us to be complete and full of love.
就好像你看，彼得也提醒我们说，我们要圣洁。
And Peter also reminds us that we need to be clean.
雅各书的上面也说要圣洁。
James, the book of James also reminds us to be clean.
所以这个要成为完全这个哈啊，那才能够免除罪恶。
And so we need to be complete so that we can be away from sin.
那这个就是我们今天在生活当中哦，会结出果子的表现了。
And these are actions that will bear fruit in our lives.
那另外哈，在第十二节第十九篇的十二节里面提到有一个允而未现的过错。
And looking back to Psalm chapter 19, verse 12, we can see and
这个就是 hidden 的。
We can see secret. David mentioned some secret error, secret faults.
那这里提到哈，我们人的罪有时候是很微细的，很微妙的。这是有时候是很沙头的。
And so sometimes, here, we can see that sometimes the sins of man are very subtle.
你看大卫他提到说，第十四节那里他说，他愿我口中的言语，我心里的意念，在你的面前都蒙悦啊。
And verse 14 says, "Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight."
然后在第十二节他提到所谓的隐而未现的过错。
And then verse 12 talks about the secret faults.
那所以今天哦，因为我们这个隐而未现，其实有时候是我们已经犯了，但是别人还没有发现呢。
And so these secret faults sometimes are sins that we have already committed, but others have not found out about it.
有时候我们已经做，但是我们自己还不知道。
And they might even be sins that sometimes that we've committed, but even ourselves we don't know about it.
有时候我们心里在想，但是我们都还没有觉得说这个是错的。
And sometimes we might even be thinking that. Thinking about it in our heart, but we don't think that it's wrong.
所以你看，这个神的话语，其实最后它会让我们不但会不去犯罪，包括我们的心思意念啊，都会很谨守。
And so, not only will we not sin if we follow the word of God, then even ourselves will be cleansed, and we won't have secret faults.
所以你看，他最后当第四节这里所说的主，我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前都蒙悦纳的时候。
And so that's why verse 14 says, "Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer."
这个时候就是说明我们整个生活，我们的生命在世人眼前就是一个美好的见证。
And so at this point, it is saying that our lives before God are a great testimony.
就是说我们已经在世人面前展现出我们今天属神的人是跟罪恶的世界有分别的。
And that is to say that it's evident in our lives that we are separate from the sins of this world.
那我们已经用我们的生命去述说，我们就是跟从耶稣的门徒。
And we've already used our lives to show that we are disciples of God.
我们结果的表现一定是会很敬畏神，一定会彼此相爱的。
And some of the fruits of this are that we will fear God and we will love one another.
所以约翰福音第十五章啊，主耶稣提醒我们。
And so that's why in John chapter
十五章
15,
约翰福音十五章
John chapter 15,
我们看第七节。
If we look at verse 7,
第七节，你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面啊，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
Verse 7, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you.
第八节
Verse 8,
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Verse 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
所以我们今天用我们的生活 去见证啊神他的伟大，神话语的功用。
And so today, we must use our lives to be testimonies to the power of God.
这个见证就是把我们的果子啊彰显在世人眼前。
And this testimony is to bear fruit, in the eyes of men.
让神啊因此因我们的生命得荣耀。
And to allow God to receive glory through our lives.
啊，所以有时候我们在啊做宣道的工作。不见得一直要靠嘴巴怎么会讲
？And so sometimes, so that now when we evangelize, we don't need to rely on just the words that come out of our mouth.
而是实际上的我们生命的表现让人看得到。
But we can rely on the way that our actions speak for themselves.
那其实我们就是在传扬神的作为。
And in doing so, this way we are actually spreading the word of God.
所以传扬本身就是要去讲述说。
And to evangelize usually means to speak.
但是其实有时候在诉说这个过程里面不需要言语
，but
没有声音的。
But in this type of sometimes this type of speech has no sound.
这个就是都跟我们的生活见证有关系。
And this is all related to the testimony of our lives.
所以愿我们都能够从诗篇这一篇里面呢，能够学到这样的一个不同的见证。
So may we all learn from Psalm chapter 19 all these different types of testimonies.
让我们弟兄姐妹每个人生活都能够越来越圣洁完全。
That all of us seated here, brothers and sisters, our lives may be more complete and more pure.
让主的名得到荣耀。
And to allow God's name to receive glory.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
25首。
Sing hymn 25.